I'm speaking today with Brian Swearin, who is candidate for District C in Houston City Council. Brian, first question I'd like to ask, why are you running for this office?
Absolutely. Thanks for stopping by. I'm running because I think we need someone down at City Hall who's going to be an advocate for our area. I've been passionate about various issues. That's no secret. I've spoken up on various issues, and I want to be down there to continue to push forward things that I'm concerned about. Thank you. Things that I'm concerned about and represent the citizens of District C.
Now, you ran for District C in 2005, last time this was an open seat. What would you say you learned from that experience?
I think a lot. I think it's being careful who you take advice from. I've learned a lot from that race. I've learned there are good people, bad people out there, and just keep your message and keep moving.
Okay. You have served on a couple of committees that where you were appointed to by City Council, the City Ethics Committee and the Police Department Citizens Advisory Committee. Tell me a little bit about what those entail.
Well, those are a big honor because I felt that on behalf of the millions of people in the city of Houston, that City Council and the mayor at the time thought highly enough of me to put me in those positions. The first one I served on was the Citizen Review Committee, called the Houston Police Department Citizen Review Committee. And I was nominated at the time by then council member Anise Parker, I believe Martha Wong, and I think Joe Roach and some others joined in and recommended me for that and was appointed at the time. And not too long after I got on those committees, I was elevated to chairperson of Panel C of that. Were you wanting to know how those committees operate?
Tell me a little bit about what it does and what you did.
The Citizen Review Committee was a committee established to provide some type of police oversight and feedback to internally to the administration or the police department, namely the police chief, over files that have been reviewed, to give the citizens, the citizens kind of input to it. Paralleled with the Citizen Review Committee is a sister committee called the Administrative Disciplinary Committee. And because I was the chairperson for Panel C, I was one of three civilians allowed to sit on the Administrative Disciplinary Committee. Now, that was a very interesting committee because it was pretty much an in-house committee run by an assistant chief, a captain, a lieutenant, a sergeant, a union rep, and I think a couple of non-ranked uniformed officers and three civilians. And you sat in judgment, reviewed a file, and you sat in judgment and made recommendations over how an officer should be or not be punished. And the Citizen Review Committee was an opportunity to give your feedback on, a file didn't go anywhere, these are questions I have, or in my case, able to make recommendations of changing departmental policies.
Okay, and the Ethics Committee that was...
Yeah, the Ethics Committee under the White administration was just to review the disclosures that were had by city personnel, and I believe it also covered candidates at the time as well, and hear complaints made against people who were in possible violation of an ethical rule of the city of Houston.
Is that committee still in existence?
To my knowledge, it is.
Okay.
And I think there's a companion committee comprised of council members as well.
Okay. Obviously, the big issue that the city has faced lately is its budget. The budget that was recently passed cut about $100 million out from the previous year and laid off 747 employees. What is your assessment of the budget that council recently passed for this fiscal year?
Well, I haven't studied line by line, and I would never pretend to say that I have. But I know it's a tough process, and I know that we have a mayor and a city council who are undergoing a tough time right now, making some difficult decisions. And certainly our city's facing rough times.
Okay. Obviously, most of the budget is police and fire. Most of the budget, even beyond that, most of the budget is personnel, which is why there were so many people cut. There were services cut as well, library hours, swimming pools, some stuff like that. Everybody hopes, obviously, that, finances will improve, there'll be more revenue, and there won't be a need for this kind of review next year. Do you believe that where the city is now is sort of like the baseline of where services should be? Do you think the city should look to restore services as finances improve, or do you think there's room for more cuts?
Well, I think there should be cuts in certain areas. Let me first start by saying that I don't think anyone should ever come back who's not a part of those committee meetings and second-guess the mayor or council member. So I would never attempt to do that, because you don't sit there and you're not privy to meetings with the department heads and to really get down to the nitty-gritty. It's only a handful of people within the city have that kind of exposure. But in a general glance, I think the mayor certainly did a good job with what she was dealt with. At a first glance, I would say, though overall, I personally, in my background, am very cautious about having to lay off employees. I mean, that's one of the first things that concerns me, because I think that at the city of Houston, overall, people could probably go into the private sector and get a comparable job, and I think the average would be where they would get more pay. But people do it because I think they look for the job security in the city of Houston. So one of my first guidelines is, well, if we're not going to pay people, obviously in certain positions we're paying them very well, police chief, department heads, but people that are out there in the street, the clerks who are working for the citizens of Houston, don't necessarily get what they could in the private sector, and one of the things they're looking for is job security. So I might be concerned that, are we sending the wrong message? Now, the mayor and council members, maybe they're well aware that certain people that were let go, they just were someone that, you know, we didn't actually have to have, their errors that we could cut. But I would say, from my background overall, I would try my hardest not to let go of people who are producing and helping the citizens of Houston. That is just a general comment. I would also, in general, try my hardest to avoid any type of cuts in the basic core services that I think the city of Houston offers, particularly in police and fire. Because it may be easy to say in the police, well, let's let some clerical people go, but common sense is going to tell you that you're probably going to backfill that. A couple things are probably going to happen. You're going to backfill those with maybe uniformed officers we pay a lot of money to that might otherwise be on the street. And I can't point to examples, but that's just a concern I might have if that is indeed the case. Or two is, we put a greater burden on a structure that we already has, that already has a lot of resources spread thin. So if you're asking for general comments or budget cuts, I would always be concerned about cutting police and fire, and I'd be hard-pressed to do that.
Okay. There were two propositions affecting the city of Houston on the ballot this last year. The first one, known as Renew Houston, now called Rebuild Houston. Did you vote for that proposition in 2010?
I did not vote for that.
Okay. Do you support the program as it has now been rolled out?
I think we have to support the vow of the voters. Well, that's a couple things there. First of all, I think we have to support the will of the voters and what they decided to. Now, as it's been rolled out, I can't tell you that I'm privy to every little detail of what, you know, of what the current operations is. So I'd be a little bit guarded on answering.
Well, let me backtrack then and say, why did you vote against it?
I voted against it because a couple things. Is one, I was concerned down the line, what's the implementation going to be? You know, are we going to be able to get to those numbers as we're promising the voters for the values? Other concerns I have are, could we have gotten where we need to be? And we certainly, in principle, I agree with the idea of, we've got to take care of infrastructure. We have to address flooding. After all, we lost, 20-something people in Allison. I agree with the idea that we have to tackle the big problem, and we can't keep kicking it down the road for the infrastructure and roads and paving and flooding. But at the same time, could we have done it through cutting other things within our city budget and using those resources to get the same thing accomplished? Another concern I might have is, I didn't want to see another version of HCAT implemented in assessing these valuations. Was it going to be fair? You know, are we setting up a bureaucracy that's going to consume a lot of the money that's taken in, that's meant to go to these projects? Are we going to consume an additional unnecessary personnel or bureaucracies where people go on and protest it? Are we going to have an HCAT 2? That was just yet another concern that I had.
Okay, so since then, would you say that your concerns have been borne out or not borne out so far?
Well, I think the general concern about, we now have an average that went from 5 to 9 or 7, that's kind of moved around. That's a concern that's been borne out. Another is, you know, the exemptions, some being exempt, some not. You know, who ultimately did get the exemptions? That's another concern that's kind of been borne out. Fairness, a lot of people are complaining about the coverage test and whether or not their property, it covers as much area that they say they are. That's another concern that's been borne out.
So where things stand now, then, what would you like to see done to address your concerns?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, first of all, the voters have approved it, and I think as a council member, I would honor their request. I mean, that's fundamental. The second is we just need to make sure that what they voted on is what we do. What they were told, the approximate values and stuff, as long as we make sure that that's done and that there's a fair process to review and for voters to complain about, that would be what I would advocate for.
Now, you mentioned the exemptions. I've been asking people, did you agree with the decision to exempt schools and churches from the fee?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. The other proposition was, of course, the red light cameras proposition. Did you vote to keep the red light cameras or to get rid of them?
I voted to get rid of them.
Okay. And, again, where things stand, as I talked to you today, we now know that Mayor Parker is going to put a proposal before council to get rid of the cameras. She had previously turned them on while the litigation was still ongoing. Do you agree with how she's handled this so far?
Well, you know, I know the mayor's taken a lot of critics, and as an attorney, I certainly know that if you're getting an order from a federal judge telling you to do certain things, you got to comply with that. I don't think anyone would expect our mayor or members of council to defy a federal judge's order. I don't know about doing things different. I was not privy to meetings with this company. I think if I was there at the inception of this contract with this company, I would have had several complaints to make at that point. One of the reasons I voted against this, or the primary reason, is the fact that they receive a percentage of tickets written. And I think it's a fundamental flaw in law enforcement where you give a piece of the pie to the person writing the ticket. It's my understanding they receive it. So that's probably where I would have been, I'd have the biggest bone to pick with this and in the appellate process. So I think I would have, you know, made my comments on the front end, and then there should have been a get-out-of-contract clause, a 30-day, 60-day, some type of opportunity to get out. That's where it would have been better served to have suggestions. You know, I think the mayor's got to deal with what she's inherited here.
Okay. District C, as it is now drawn, inherits the Walmart that had originally been, the proposed Walmart, excuse me, that had originally been in District H. You know what I'm talking about, the one on Yale near Washington. What's your assessment of how the city has handled this? Do you think the city can or should do anything differently in dealing with this proposed development?
Well, I mean, off the top of my head, I'm not privy to the meetings as far as why we're contributing money to the infrastructure for that construction of that site. That's something that concerns me. But at the end of the day, we do not have zoning in Houston, but there has to be a fair balance between a corporate neighbor and the citizens that surround it. I mean, we have to have a fair balance between the two. And I don't know that I would have contributed money towards the infrastructure for getting that.
You're referring to the 380 agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe that the concerns that some of the neighbors of the development who have been raising, the people who oppose the development, do you think those concerns have been adequately addressed, or do you think that, as you say, in a city like Houston, there's not much that can be done?
Well, I don't know that they have been adequately addressed, and I don't know what more we could, you know, City Hall could have done, but the infrastructure would be one, making sure that all the permitting is, all permits that are applied for by the corporation, by Walmart, have been complied with, and if it meets with our ability to provide resources, whether sanitary sewer or water resources, that site can be properly supported before it's put in there. And the traffic issue, I think, is, you know, certainly does the surrounding bridge in that area, are there genuine safety concerns? I remain concerned about that. I haven't gone out there and inspected, but I've read the accusations and I haven't seen a response.
Okay. Last year also, the City Council passed a historic preservation ordinance that will affect a number of neighborhoods in District C. What's your opinion of the historic preservation ordinance that Council passed?
Well, I like older homes. I think they're great. I love Houston's history. I think it's kind of neat. I think back upon my grandparents selling produce off the back of a horse-drawn wagon through the streets of downtown. Preserving history is a great thing. I wish we did more of it in Houston and recognize the historical significance of the things we have going on. I turn it back to a neighborhood. I think if a neighborhood wants to do the historical districts, that the city ought to support that.
Is there anything to the ordinance that you would like to see modified or added to in the future?
Well, I know that there are some areas that were concerned that perhaps there was some confusion by people about how they voted or what was passed or not. I would like to answer people's questions, make sure that's fully addressed. But I think overall, if people want to implement that type of a district in their area, a neighborhood wants to do it, they should be allowed to do it.
Okay. District C, of course, is redrawn after the redistricting process that the city went through this past year. What's your assessment of the process that they used to draw these districts? Do you think it was done in a fair and open manner?
Well, I don't know. I'm running for District C. I'm going to run in this race. I don't know the process. I know we've changed the boundaries, you know, at least twice. We got to get to our current district. But I thought a committee put an awful lot of time into setting up those boundaries. I don't know exactly how the decision was made to get to where they are. But I'm looking forward to running in this race, and I think I'll plan to represent all of District C well.
Okay. How would you assess Mayor Parker's first term in office?
Well, I think she's been dealt a difficult hand. She's inherited she's been hit with a lot of financial issues, and I don't envy her in that. She stepped into definitely the hot seat from day one. I don't agree with absolutely everything she's done, but I think she's done a good job overall, and I think the city's probably been happy with her.
Okay. What would you like to see her? What would you like to? What priorities do you think she should have for the next 2 years?
I'm a basics guy, so I'd like to see her focus on police and fire. I know that sitting in her seat, she's come at from a lot of different directions and a lot of hot topic issues, but I'd like to make sure police and fire, that we have adequate patrols in our city, that jobs are important, that we send a message out to the country, to the world, about what a great place it is for Houston to relocate your business to. It's a good business environment. Maintain that image. I think those are important things. Certainly getting away from an image of 20-something officers who are on national news kicking a young kid on the side of the road. We need to get away from that, and that needs to not be tolerated.
Okay. And when people go to vote this November, why should they vote to make you the next council member in District C?
Because I think I'm the best qualified. I think I'm compassionate. I care about the position. That's the historical record on my part. I have, from day one, wanted to do this. This is not a consolation prize because I was voted out of a different office. District C has always been my passion. I've been on various committees. I've been through a Citizens Police Academy, a Citizens Fire Academy, a Citizens FBI Academy, and I've seen from day one the things that I'd like to see changed. I think when you look back at people like Councilmember Parker, who appointed me to committees, or Councilmember Wong, or under White's administration, the Ethics Committee, these people made a good choice. They said, here's a guy who believes in what he's doing, and let's give him a shot at these committees. And I think I served the city very well. When I got on those committees, I didn't do things for self-interest purposes and spoke out about issues I was concerned in. And I think those are a true measure of where I stand.
Okay. All right, Brian Swearin, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thanks for coming by.